With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has made his choice for Secretary of Defense. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014, where he developed a friendship with Trump, who made regular appearances on the show. Hegseth lacks senior military or national security experience. If confirmed by the Senate, he would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing attacks in the Middle East by Iranian proxies and escalating worries about the growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Trump has also chosen William McGinley as White House counsel and former Congressman John Ratliff as CIA director. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A week after winning the presidency, Donald Trump wins a reprieve in his criminal case.
The New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's case delays ruling. On Tuesday's postponement comes as prosecutors ponder next steps and Trump's lawyers argue for dismissing it so he can run the country. Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's lawyers he'd delay the ruling until November 19th so prosecutors can suggest a way forward. George Mason Law Professor Ilya Soman weighs in.
The likely options is either the case would be frozen or thrown out because he's a sitting president, or alternatively, the case continues, but he gets a sentence other than prison.
A jury convicted Trump in May of falsifying business records. Julie Walker, New York.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, resigned Tuesday after an investigation found he failed to tell people about serial physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points, the NASDAQ and S&P dropped 17. This is SRN News. The bells of Notre Dame have come to life.
For the first time in 5 years, Paris heard the voice of the iconic cathedral's belfry. Reconstruction after the 2019 fire is almost complete at the 861-year-old church, and over the weekend they tested some of the 21 bells flooding the city with sound. The rebuilding will continue on into 2025, but it's mostly completed, and Notre Dame plans to open to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism may leave nowhere for Israeli soccer teams to play. The latest violence against fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv squad in Amsterdam have some Israelis worried that it isn't safe for their teams and fans to travel to games abroad. Meanwhile, the European soccer governing body has ruled that Israel cannot host international matches either because of its war with Hamas. SRN News. After shelving it as being too costly for motorists, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reportedly considering reviving a congestion pricing plan.
It would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. According to a couple of anonymous sources, Hochul wants to implement the scheme before President-elect Trump can get into office and block it. Hochul and her staff are said to be reaching out to state lawmakers to gauge what, if any, support there might be for resuscitating the plan, which was abandoned over the summer. Rich Thomason reporting.
President-elect Trump says Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, the new organization will not be a government agency. Trump says it'll be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform. More at SRNnews.com.